who taste suffering from childhood. It's a wonderful experience. The beauty is that if we're going to become saints, we must expect. And none of you children is too young, honestly, not to have already, more or less, have had some suffering. Oh no, one of the first things that a baby does when a baby is born, the baby cries. They come into the world and cry. And as we get older, well, we have more and more control of our feelings. And no matter how deeply hurt we may be, we try to keep back the tears. And I've assisted too many people who are dying not to know that most people, unless they are heavily drugged, leave this world in great pain. We're talking about saints. Saints are people, young people, as we've heard, older people, some who died for their faith, others who didn't die for their faith, but lived it faithfully. All that we've heard of how to become a saint, we can do. How many of you have ever heard of St. Francis de Sales? St. Francis de Sales. I'll bet nobody knows who St. Francis de Sales was. You do. Who was St. Francis de Sales? First of all, was he a man or a woman? He was a man. Okay? Secondly, was he a... Do you know anything more about him? He was a bishop. Say. I'm moving in professional company. Yes. St. Francis de Sales was a bishop. He started the Visitation Order. He wrote a wonderful book that I would recommend to all of you here. First of all, you parents and children, when you grow up and are able to read, well, the harder language that some of the saints wrote. It is called Introduction to the Devout Life. There are three books that are the most popular in the world, the three most read books in the world. What is the most single most read book in the world? The
Bible.
What is the second most read book in the world? The Imitation of Christ. And the third is The Introduction to the Devout Life by St. Francis de Sales. It is written for lay people on how lay people can become saints. Here's what he says. He asks the question, and he answers it. Who becomes a saint? Here's his answer. The one who wants to be a saint becomes a saint. Our Lord gives all kinds of help. Praying, sacraments. But we must want to become saints. I have several suggestions to make before we close this evening. May I ask, how many of you in your home have either this, either the life of a saint, or some writing by a saint? How many in your home, in your homes, have either the life of a saint or some writing by a saint? Thank you. Now I'm going to invite them back. But I tell my people that I talk to, it's not important whether I'm invited back. It is most important that I tell you the truth. Today's Feast of All Saints is not just a holy day of obligation when we have to go to Mass. We have saints so we can ask them to help us, but mainly why? So we might what? We might follow them, imitate them, become like them, right? And the more we see around us, the more Chicago Tribune you read here, the Washington Post that I read, where I live, the more we need to be encouraged by the lives of holy people. May I ask all of you, and here's what I did. Somebody bring that package in a second and hold that. Please, bring it over. Hey, you're strong. Thank you. This is heaven. I just thought I'd bring most of these, I think, from the Daughters of St. Paul. These are short lives of the saints. And these, by the way, are written for children. So may I ask all of you, until we meet the next time, what am I saying? Time was when I was as young as you children, how well I remember. And all the things I used to ask my mother, being poor, she couldn't afford many toys that other children could have. We almost never had fresh milk on the table. We couldn't afford it. We never had a telephone. The first telephone that was installed in our home was after my mother died, when I had to sell the house. We never had an automobile. May I ask, and what you children get wants, if you just persist, you get. Ask your mother and dad to get at least one or two lives of the saints that either you and me need, or maybe can even be read together. Secondly, we should pray to the saints. We all have patron saints. By now I know who your patron saint is. Now we all have patron saints. May I suggest that every day we talk to our patron saints? How many Johns are there in the room here? How many have the name John? Gosh, I hope 1. Anybody else? Any more John's? 2. Any more? 3. Any more? Four. Thanks. Are you John? How many Francis here? Anybody named Francis? 1. Any others? How many James? How many Henrys? Learn especially about your patron saints. Learn all you can about him and try to become like him. Who knows what the name John means? I looked it up in the dictionary when I was about 12 years old. And the dictionary said John means gift of God. Our names mean something. And I want to be very open with you children. I read, and I was just a youngster when I read it, that St. John the Baptist, who is my patron saint, never drank any strong drink. He never took alcohol. I cannot tell you how much I've been able to do as a priest, except at the altar, when I consecrate, never to take any alcohol. How many people with alcohol problems, I tell them, look, there's a very simple solution. Just keep away from it. But it's impossible. Don't be silly. I haven't touched it for years. And the day of my ordination, I promised I would. I would never touch alcohol in my priestly life. Saints mean something. They are real. They are people like you and me. But all the things that we said you have to do to become a saint, we've got to do those things. Now, before we close, I brought with me, people make rosaries because they know that I give them away. Now, how many of you children do not have a rosary of your own? How many of you could use an extra rosary? You're welcome. They come in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 colors. You're blessed. I think there should be enough to go around. We said, remember the first thing, was it you who suggested we have to pray to become saints? I'll close with this. How many of you children say the rosary at least once a week? At least once a week. Say it. Keep it up. Do any of you say the rosary? I hate to ask the question. Once a day. God bless you. That's the way I was brought up by my widowed mother. All I can say is that it's been a real pleasure being with you here this evening, and especially on a night like this. Suppose we close with a short prayer in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, You want all of us to become saints. Help us to become saints by praying every day, by avoiding sin, by avoiding those persons, places, and things that lead us into sin, by developing a strong will, by practicing virtue, and by receiving the sacraments often. Dear Jesus, we are now on earth, but we were made for heaven. Help us, dear Saint, to be in heaven with you and the angels and saints and your mother for all eternity. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It wasn't too hard, was it?